Good morning to all of our listeners. Welcome to Tech Central. Tech Central, where we are always sharing a lot of news, sharing a lot of information, sharing things that are relevant to the industry, but specifically around technology. And today we're going to learn something very, very interesting, something new and innovative in terms of how one can use technology to enable your business. Now, we're not here to sell. We're not here to challenge. We're just here to have a very interesting conversation with three industry leaders. Tyler Postumus, he's the CFO of Retail Capital. Now, Tyler experienced something where his business needed something. And he's going to bring us into explaining exactly what that was and how technology enabled him without him needing to go through lengthy procurement processes, detailed analysis, RFPs, consultancies, et cetera, et cetera. He actually had the system on board already. He just needed an upgrade. Tyler, please talk to us a bit about your business, and then we're going to introduce our fellow guests, which are Gerard, who's the Vice President of Medium-Sized Businesses for Sage across Africa and the Middle East, and also Jeff Ryan, who's the Managing Director of AWK. Tyler, please tell us a bit about your business and what you required and how you went about identifying this opportunity for yourself.
Yeah, great. Thanks, James. Thanks to you and your listeners for having us. So a little bit of background, I guess, about Retail Capital and our life and journey as a business. We started a little over 10 years ago. Essentially, Retail Capital exists to support entrepreneurs and SMMEs in growing and building their businesses. So 10 years ago, we founded this business, and primarily we seek to provide support through funding to businesses. And over the last 10 years, it's been a very interesting journey for us, and we've sort of grown and grown as the years have gone on. But in the last 3 years, we sort of started to hit a real inflection point where we realized that the rate of scale of our business and growth was increasing at an increasing rate, and we needed to make sure that we built a platform and a foundation to be able to support us through that growth. Now, just I guess to give your listeners some context about that rate of growth and the growing pains that we were headed for. So in the past 10 years, Retail Capital has supported SMMEs with over 5.5 billion rand of funding. But in the next 12 months alone, we will pay out over 2.5 billion to 3 billion rand worth of funding in the next 12 months. So if you think about that rate of growth and needing to have systems to be able to support you and to become enablers for growth, it was very important for us to be able to have something that became an enabler and not an inhibitor or a constraint when we go through that level of growth. So us as a management team, we realized that being a financial services business and being heavily reliant on the systems that support that underlying business, we needed to make sure that we moved towards a gold standard finance platform, something that was built on top of modern day technology, something that was cloud-based and had open APIs that are very well documented in order for us to be able to integrate the rest of our systems with that.
Thanks, Tyler. That's a fascinating introduction and congratulations. It sounds like when businesses grow like they do, you're faced with all sorts of successes and pats on the back, but you're also faced with challenges around how particularly to scale. Scaling for a lot of people means, you know, hiring new people, building new skills, creating more internal capabilities. But it sounds like you already had that capability through a partnership. Jeff, could you tell us a bit about that partnership, please?
Sure. Yeah, James, and thanks for the opportunity and your listeners as well. I think Retail Capital and AWK have worked very closely previously. We were their Sage business partner for a long time on their previous system, so we knew their business well. But the one thing we really loved about Retail Capital is the way they look to the future, how they look to scale their business, to actually manage the capacity before it actually becomes an issue. When the sort of Sage Intacct launched in August 2020, it was the middle of COVID and lockdown and everything. And they still didn't let that detract from where they wanted to go from a goal perspective in the business. And as soon as the opportunity came for Sage Intacct to be implemented, they said to us, can you do it? And we were so willing to make it as the first customer in South Africa, and they really took the initiative and went for it. And I think that's what changes the companies that are succeeding at the moment in this environment versus those ones that are kind of reactive. There's a research from Accenture going out at the moment that over the last 5 to 7 years, that those companies that invested 70% of their IT budget in innovation, as opposed to 30% in innovation, are the ones that are getting 5 times the revenue growth versus their competitors. And you can see that with Retail Capital, the growth that they're experiencing from a revenue perspective, the fact that they're using technology to scale the business, make things more efficient. And I know Tyler talked later about those productivity improvements they've got from technology, but it is also around the people and the partnerships. Businesses are around working together. The trust that we have with the people that we work with, our client relationship is very much around empowerment. We don't believe in these black boxes anymore. We're here to support the business in any way they want to do. And Tyler and his team are phenomenal in terms of ownership and doing things themselves.
Jeff, I can echo exactly what you're saying. I've seen similar trends across different industries as well. And I think that the scale that people require and organizations are being enabled by technology is allowing that scale. So the strategic insights that partnerships like yourselves bring is fascinating. And Gerard, I just wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, Retail Capital was using Sage 300 Cloud. They then moved to Sage Intacct. And I'd love to unpack that a bit more and understand what the differences are of the two and how that process went about.
Great. Thank you very much, James. Good morning to all the listeners. It's great to be on the podcast. So, yes, I mean, we spoke about, and Tyler and Jeff touched on the relationships. They touched on the efficiencies in the product. If we look at Sage, what is our purpose? Our purpose is to be the trusted network for small and medium-sized businesses. Now, as you mentioned, that Retail Capital has been a customer of Sage for many years, running on one of our product sets that's predominantly, I want to call it a desktop application, which then manages their finances for them. As we know, the world is evolving and changing where you need to look at cloud-native products. And as we've seen in the last couple of years, with the working environment changing, with the way the finance leaders are adapting to technology, that things are being you want to have access to information at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Doesn't need to be at the office. I can be working from home. And that is part of moving from, I want to call it a desktop solution, to a cloud-native solution. Now, Sage Intacct, which Retail Capital adopted into their finance organization, is a cloud-native product. And it gave them the capability to obviously now start modernizing their finance capabilities. With that comes very powerful, and I mean that's part of the finance function, is to have real-time information at your fingertips. If we look at the success Retail Capital has had over many years growing and supporting other businesses, they need to have that real-time dashboard and information. And part of the solution built in as a standard within Sage Intacct is this reporting platform. There's many other functionalities, and Tyler mentioned they're part of the financial services sector, and Intacct is a very verticalized product. So it specializes for the financial services industry. And again, that gives us the power to transform their business from where they were necessarily desktop. They wanted to adapt new technology, go on the journey of digitalization, and go through, as Jeff said, that transformation to see rapid growth. And yes, both to AWCape and to Retail Capital, taking that leap of making sure we're going to have successful technology that's really, I want to call it, there for life. I think that's very important. When you make a choice, you need to partner and make sure you can have solutions for life. And that's part of the relationship between AWCape and Retail Capital.
Thanks, Gerard. And I think that a lot of what we're talking about here is immediately identifying the fact that there's clearly some efficiencies that are going to be created as a result of this engagement. Tyler, could I chat to you before efficiencies? Could I chat to you about the anticipated change and what you went through as an organization in order to bring about this modernization?
Yeah, sure, Jan. So I think it became clear to us that with the rate of scale and growth, we needed to automate as much as possible. I mean, Jeff talked about automation. Kara talked about efficiencies in the last 5 years since we've been trading, and partly through the implementation of Sage Intacct, through growing smartly, we haven't had to add a single head to our finance team. So 99% of the transactions that we now go through are completely automated between our two different systems, and the two talk to each other. And so having that cloud-based system with well-documented APIs, which we could integrate and we could facilitate automation with, has been an enabler for our business to be able to go through that rate of growth.
Thanks. And when you talk about we, I'm going to bring Jeff in here, because my guess is that we very much involves the partnership that we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
I agree.
So the implementation of any system across any business, and it's not just a finance system, any system, you know, the success of that system really comes down to how well it's implemented up front, how well it's understood, and how well it's rolled out across the organization. So when Retail Capital embarked on trying to assess what was the right system, AW Cape was a cornerstone to help us identify which was the right product for us and why it was the correct fit. They understood the constraints within our business and our pain points and what we needed to get out of the system essentially. And so the implementation is absolutely key and vital. And I can't underplay the role that AW Cape played in our business to be able to implement this properly and being able to then benefit from it in the short, medium, and the longer term.
Thanks, I really appreciate that, Tyler. Thanks for the commendation. And look, we love the partnership with Retail Capital because it in a lot of ways, it gives us a chance to really enhance our own skills. We believe in the partnership, as Tyler said. You know, we're here to build solutions for the client. We're not about trying to sell products. And I think more and more where businesses are moving towards, and this is what we're focusing on, it's not about selling a system. A lot of customers come to us and say, can you give us a solution that does everything? And we say to them, you know, the world is changing. There's so many good products out there and you need to make a decision. What's the core functions of a business that makes you successful? Invest in those products and then look to the supplementary products. And then we as your partner can come in there and say, how do we get them to fit together? How do you get your insights out of the data that you've got across multiple systems? How do you make sure efficiencies of your business processes that are across multiple systems, not just within one function of the business? And I think that's where Retail Capital is successful. And Tyler used the words there again. It's across the organization. It is no longer efficiencies within the finance function or in the HR function. You're looking holistically at your business and how you make it work and tick right from the point of contact with the customer, which is a big part of Retail Capital's success as well, right up until the payments or the post-implementation or post-sale of the product to the customer. I think that's where the critical success factor is across businesses and linking those systems together.
That's right, Jeff. Now, I think we're in the age of, you know, information now where data is key and data is power. And I think another benefit that we've got from the system since we've implemented it is the ability to use what Intact calls dimensions, but essentially it's flags on different transactions for you to be able to uniquely identify them. So what we've done with that is as we've grown, we've been able to dissect our portfolio into different subsets and be able to analyze those subsets and monitor them independently as we've grown. And so it could be a specific partner's portfolio, it could be a specific product's portfolio, but by using that properly and setting it up right up front, you're able to benefit later and be able to analyze your business in an appropriate way as and when you grow.
At risk to this sort of transformation you've gone through is that business can't necessarily carry on as normal. Gerard, I want to talk to you a little bit about how that implementation might have worked and, you know, how lengthy it might have been, what the sort of challenges Tyler and team may have faced, and how Sage held their hand through that process.
No, 100%. And I think I was just, first of all, it's always happy to get feedback from a customer and our business partners directly. It's so powerful to hear that the solutions that's put in place into a business, they can see that real-time impact in the business itself. And I think that's the power. And I mean, to come back to implementations, how do we roll out? How do we create customer success? I think at the end of the day, that's what we need to focus on. And for me, you said Sage and how do we play a role with that? So first of all, we work with our business partners to make sure that they understand the value solution that the products can give. And the value solution is end to end. We touched on accounting finance today, but the other side of the sphere is HR and payroll. And how do we create efficiencies from where you recruit someone into your business, you pay them, you take that financial transactions, you put it into your financial systems, and you conclude your financial reporting at the end of the month. And what is the success? The success is to have it seamless, integrated maybe, to see the success of turnaround, that you make your KPIs, you have those financial packs ready for Exco, to be able to act on it. And that is internal success. That's where the team comes in. How do we create that success? And I want to bring it back to AWK. Trusted partner, build a relationship with a customer. We as Sage provide software solutions that they can adapt it into businesses. Part of the process is as we evolve in business, requirement changes. So integrations becomes key. And within our ecosystem, our partners can adhere to that integration need. Maybe at Retail Capital, not to speak on behalf of Tyler, but they do have other systems playing a role in their business to create success. How do these systems communicate with one another? How can we make that communication or integration better for them? And that's where AWK also played a key role. After the success of an implementation is service, making sure we keep the systems to as optimal. And I think that's part of the beauty is building that relationship for life. And again, AWK, in conjunction with Retail Capital, it's an ongoing process of how to evolve. And I would like us, if possible, in a year's time, to have a similar conversation to say, we're in this journey for X amount of years now. How did it evolve? Where's things going? I mean, Tyler touched on it. Not everything is always rosy in a business. Business change. So there could be pitfalls, but how do we solve the pitfall? And that's where the trust relationship comes in between Sage, business partners, and our customers, and how we build on that for the future to sustain their business.
Gerrit, I think you're definitely eliminating one of the pitfalls, which is that ongoing requirement for maintenance. My guess is this is becoming a self-managed system. It's cloud-based. The regular upgrades and updates that happen on the back end, Tyler arguably doesn't even need to know about them.
100%, and that's the beauty of having a cloud solution. So exactly to your point, we listen to our customers, we listen to their feedback, we bring it into development of the products to make it, I want to say, state of the art, still applicable in their sectors. And that's how we enhance the software on a continuous basis. And back to your point, the customer doesn't know of that feature. They'll switch on, if I can call it like that, in the morning, log in, and they'll see, okay, listen, there's been an update, and these are the features that's now available. And that's how the world changes. I mean, if you take it back to your smartphone, you get a software update, and it's done, and you've got new features and applications you can use. For me, even though the software, I want to say, is based in the cloud, the person using the software, we shouldn't neglect them. We should always make sure we invest in our colleagues. We must always make sure we keep them to the latest trends. Because why? It's a skill that they build up. It's a skill that they support your organization. I always say that software is only so successful in an organization. But if you've got great talent using that software, it's a win for all. And again, software, people, and then having great services partners, that triangle is so important to make sure we stay in the ecosystem and we enhance that skill of people continuously.
Yeah, and Gerrit, I mean, just to touch on that point, and we've talked about empowerment and business partnerships. I mean, the model for AWK has always been about how we empower customers to take ownership of the system. And now that the software are becoming sort of configurable automatic updates, you know, there's a lot of probably your listeners out there, James, that listen to this and say, well, you know, it's always a scary thing to put an ERP system into your environment. There's expensive consultants. It can take a year or 2 years because that's the history of ERP implementations. It's a big, scary change management or a HR payroll system. The reality is that we've implemented some of these intact implementations in the last 2 years for big groups of companies, multi-geographies in a month. You know, and some of them it's 2 to 3 months because they wanted to take a little bit easier. In Tyler's case, we did a POC on a smaller entity and they actually went live with the business themselves. They had complete ownership and trust in the system to do it themselves. It's a fundamental game change. And where we're investing now is very much around the training and empowerment. So we've got a training and empowerment business where we actually are teaching through coaching rather than training in a classroom basis, where we actually have certified consultants available for 2 months to actually help and coach the end users on the system. Because that's actually more useful sitting there in your own system and learning how to use it on your data than sitting in a classroom and seeing a generic version. So I think, you know, the world is changing. You have to adapt. We as a business partner are adapting to understand that model because the software is getting much better. It's not as complex. Users can take ownership. So how do we support our customers going forward rather than being resistant and trying to still sell a black box to them?
Tyler, I wanted to ask you, How did you identify, and I think maybe this is a good point to try and wrap up this conversation somewhat, but for our listeners to help them understand, where did you start and how did you identify and prioritize those aspects that were going to create efficiencies for you, those parts of the business? What was that proof of concept and why?
I think the need in the business was actually quite easy for us. It was actually solving for what was the right ERP system and the process we went through to try and identify which was the right system for us. And I think, you know, there's many ERP systems out there and they've all got different functionalities and offerings, but they're also built for different types of businesses and different sizes of businesses. So there's many cloud-based ERP systems out there, but some of them are built for much smaller businesses and not able to cater with the rate of growth which we were going through. They've all got limits in some regards. And what was nice about Intact is that it's got different plans that you can upgrade on as your business grows so that the actual platform can grow with you. So there's some massive ERP systems out there which will cost you tens of millions of US dollars to implement in your business. What's nice about Sage Intact is that you can start on sort of a base level and you can actually just upgrade as your business grows to different tiers and different standards, and you can expand the capability as and when you go.
Thank you.
I think just adding to that, James, just quickly,
although
you know, big business like Retail Capital in terms of the volume of transactions is using it, and there's even bigger ones in the United States where it came from, it's still very applicable to very small businesses. And like Tyler said, it's built so that you can scale. There's a price point or cost effective in small businesses right up to the multinational, multi-currency type business, global organization with massive transactions.
Our story in this is what tends to happen in businesses is that you overestimate the short term and you underestimate the long term in terms of where your business is going. And so I think that was certainly the case when we were looking to implement Intact, is underestimating the upside we needed in terms of scalability on the system. And fortunately, we chose a system that is able to grow as we grow, and we're still nowhere near, topping out on the system's capabilities.
Thank you.
Again, I want to just say it's fantastic to hear the value that our software is adding to businesses. And I mean, again, the software is scalable. So we touched on it. Whether I'm a new startup, just starting my business, needing software to help me with streamlining payroll or streamlining my finances, we've got a solution. As your business grow, we grow with you. And we make sure we keep on changing or adding to that software to scale and to make sure it stays relevant in your business. So for us, it's really, I want to echo the sentiment this morning. It's fantastic to hear these happy customers. That's part of our values at Sage. That's part of why we are successful, is to grow with our customers for life. One thing I just wanted to highlight, we touched on skill and skill development, etc. I think for the listeners out there, Sage has got various programs. We've got internships. We're part of the YES program. We even have programs for people with disabilities, that if you do want to build a career, whether it's in sales, whether it's in software development, support, etc., please reach out to us. We're firmly committed in building skill in South Africa. Again, to work with our business partners and to work with our customers.
Thank you. And I think what all three of you have very kindly helped illustrate, and the Tech Central listeners are hanging on every word, because you've identified that there's the things that need to be achieved by any business. You know, businesses that are going through growth, businesses that recognize the need to change and create those efficiencies by prioritizing how and when and where they go about that change. And identifying the partnerships, embracing those partnerships, upskilling, reskilling. There's an entire world out there that is there to support business. And I think our listeners are very, very attuned to what you've all said. And I know that there'll be a flurry of people going to visit the AW Cape website, which is awcape.co.za, where there's some interesting articles and further information about what we've been talking about. And there'll also be a write-up in Tech Central following this podcast. But embracing technology in order to enable a business is ultimately the story we've been telling. And it's enabled also by people. So on behalf of Tech Central, thank you very much for the people on this call. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Gerard. Thanks, Tyler. Really appreciate your time and your insights. And thank you for sharing a fascinating story and an amazing friendship, clearly.
Thank you very much, James. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.